In a move likely to erode the already fragile relationship between Russia and the West, the United States and Britain have accused Moscow of planning a global cyber attack. They're warning government agencies, businesses and critical infrastructure have been targeted in the global campaign, which was carried out last year. The federal government says Australia hasn't been immune to what it labelled a malicious attack, with Defence Minister Maurice Payne confirming businesses here have fallen victim.
Australian Cyber Security Centre believes that potentially 400 Australian companies were targeted, but don't believe that there's been any exploitation of significance.
Treasurer Scott Morrison says Australian government information wasn't compromised, but private companies have been exploited.
My advice is that no Australian departments or agencies have been affected, but it is a timely reminder to all businesses about the world we live in and the precautions that need to be taken.
It's believed old or unsecure commercially available routers were used as a point of entry in the hijack. Head of cybersecurity at the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Fergus Hansen, says it's possible the Russian government may have been attempting to cripple critical infrastructure networks like telecommunications or energy sectors. He says this can be done by controlling the routers.
Analogy in the offline world might be controlling intersections on a road, and you're then able to redirect traffic and control the traffic flows on that road network. And if you're doing that in, say, an energy system, you're turning switches on and off, and through that you could either cause damage in the system or shut down the power plant itself.
In February, the US blamed Russia for the NotPetya cyber attack, where in 2017 a virus disrupted parts of Ukraine's infrastructure and computer systems. Just last week, the Australian Strategic Policy Institute released a report urging the government to invest heavily in its cyber operations. CEO of AusCyber, Michelle Price, who's currently in the United States leading Australia's largest ever cybersecurity trade mission, says education around cybersecurity is crucial.
We need to do more to help educate Australian businesses and all organisations around the basics of cybersecurity and how important it is to every business, not just those that are dealing with government or in national security. This is an economy-wide issue.
Affected Australian companies have been notified, while the Australian Cybersecurity Centre has issued advice on how to strengthen vulnerable devices and prevent hacks on its website. It's not known how the government will respond, but it says bad behaviour will be held to account. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.